Dave and Genevieve.
Well, it's adding up to be about $1,000 a year. The average American family now up to about $1,000 a year on subscription services. And mainly, this isn't because you want to spend that much on your subscription services like, you know, Amazon and some streaming apps that you have. It's because you forgot. You forgot to cancel. And then the free trial is over and then it automatically like kicks in and starts dinging your credit card.
And then you have to jump through all the hoops to go to cancel it, which is never an easy process. It's never a big button in the middle of their website that says, cancel here. We're going to make it super easy for you. So then you've got to jump through all the hoops of canceling it. You've got to reach out, try to get a refund, which they'll do. I just had that happen to myself. I'm going to make a small little admission. I've worn a beard for years, Deb.
Go big. Just go big. Admit you screwed up. You screwed up.
I did. I messed up.
And it's
not
a little bit. It's not like a $5.99 a month renewal. This is massive. I about fell off my chair when you told me this.
I just got hit up. So I bought some beard stuff. Beard oil, some trimmers. I wanted it to make, you know, look nice. Well, I didn't realize. I thought it was a one-time purchase, but apparently I had signed up for it, unbeknownst to me, that I signed up for the week or the monthly
subscription,
$83.65.
A month?
And yes, a month.
What are you doing with
in
that
vitamin
beard?
Beard growth oil. It was insane.
Aren't you embarrassed?
Is this a thing?
Men, is this a thing? Does everybody out there
sign
up
for your face?
Your beard is fine. I don't know what you're trying
to do.
Well,
yeah, because I've been using beard oil, growth oil.
So you get hit up for another $84 in a month for more beard oil.
$83.65, okay.
Okay, and then so what happens from there?
So I have to reach out. I send them an email, and Debbie so helped me. It took me 3 emails to get this thing canceled.
You deserve that.
And you know what? Nobody deserves 3 emails to cancel
something. I'm just teasing you. I do agree that it should be a lot easier. I just am so stuck on this idea that you thought $84 a month was well spent on beard growth vitamin oil.
I didn't pay that originally because I got the introductory offer. It was the next month that came in, and I'm looking at it, I thought, what in the world is costing me $83.65? And it was like 4 different bottles of beard conditioner and oil and beard and scruff cream. I'm like, my goodness, folks. This is not Duck Dynasty over here. Not Uncle Phil.
Once they hook you. So let's break some of this down. This is where we're falling down on our thousand. I think it's probably more like $1,200 or $1,300 a year. Say $1,000 because it's an average of $91 a month. It's just shocking. Subscription, streaming video services.
Big time. I have all of those.
When I run out of shows that I want to watch, and I don't watch them all, I just flip through them. I'm like, that doesn't seem like me. It's like, I cancel the service. So I've been, I haven't had Netflix in probably a year.
Wow.
But I know.
Jeez.
Impressive.
That's incredible.
Paramount Plus and Peacock. Those are the two. So e-commerce sites like Amazon Prime, I canceled Amazon Prime and I've been just fine. The renewal was coming up, and I think it was in the upwards of $100 for the year. And then a friend of mine told me.
Don't look at me. It wasn't this friend.
It was
a different friend. Debbie has different friends make mistakes.
This was a revelation. There must have been a huge light bulb that went off over my head. Like, how ignorant of the fine print can I possibly be? You can order Amazon stuff and get free delivery without Prime. You can order Amazon
stuff. That is brand new knowledge.
And get free delivery without paying the...
But not overnight delivery.
Sometimes. I've got it overnight. You have to order like $35 worth of stuff, but I just let it
Everything on Amazon over $35.
I just let it build up in my bucket, and then I order. And I don't order. The nice thing about deleting the app, and by the way, obviously, if I don't have Amazon Prime, I don't have access to the music anymore, and I don't have Alexa anymore, which is just fine. I've done fine without her. I've done fine without her. I've gotten rid of all of that stuff out of my life, save the money. And also, I'm not without the Amazon Prime on my phone, the app. I don't order from Amazon Prime that often. You know, just not, it's out of sight, out of mind. So that's been awesome.
You're the millionaire next door because you canceled this.
Shucks, Dave. Thanks for the compliment. Music, Spotify. I signed up. I'm on the $10 a month plan. I went big on that.
Sharing it with every single one of your kids.
But I took a hack from your book. I listened to audiobooks on Spotify.
Yeah.
Because it's included. And I've loved it. I'm listening to one right now on narcissism.
Well, that's amazing. You're obviously fine. If you're reading a book on narcissism, you're not narcissistic.
I'm listening to it. Costco, this is where you have totally financially...
Total failure.
Costco. I use my Costco membership. Well, am I allowed to say this? I'm on my ex-husband's account, and I love him for this. I love him for this. He's not booted me off the Costco card.
Was that in the divorce decree?
No.
I still get the Sam's Club.
No, he just knows my love of Costco. So I'm on his account, and this has been an amazing relationship. I just shop at Costco. He shops his. Anyway, but you have a Costco card, and you never go there.
Debbie, I haven't used it in years. What am I doing?
You got to go there and just cancel it.
You've got to audit. This is the key. You've got to audit.
We were getting there. Talk about that. You go. You know so much about auditing. Tell us about it.
I've tried this. I've tried to list all the subscriptions and things I've signed up for. And invariably, I will think I have a comprehensive list. And so help me, I'll be driving down the road. I'm like, oh, there's another one. It's the $83 Beard Club thing. There's always something hiding, and I don't have a spreadsheet that tracks it, or I don't keep my spreadsheet up to date well enough.
Well, some of them are renewed on your app, on your phone. Others are renewed over email.
Great point.
Yeah.
Great point. You have to think of all the different ways they ding you.
So I have a really good hack for your subscriptions. We'll talk about that straight ahead. But there's also a lawmaker here in town who's doing something about it, Dave, so you don't get stung by the beard oil renewal, the auto renewal subscription you didn't realize you signed up for. So we're going to go into all of that, like cutting costs, going right on the money to save yourself costs. It's a waste of money. You're just throwing away money. You're giving it to all these major companies. They could care less if you don't remember that your subscription is being renewed. Also want to remind you, in the 10 o'clock hour, the rest of the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to get with the National Weather Service. So in the 10 o'clock hour, National Weather Service calling into the show to give us an update on what is going on in the Panguitch area, because they've issued a flash flood watch for that area as they're paying careful attention to Panguitch Lake Dam. There is a pretty major crack in the dam. We heard from a store owner down there who's keeping an eye on it as well, because they've all been put on standby just in case that dam goes. They have to get out of town. All of that and much more throughout the rest of the show.
Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
One of the biggest line items when it comes to subscription costs are streaming videos. Most people have streaming services or video services. And then you go with Amazon and then Spotify's or music apps and then Costco. But a lot of these we might not realize once we sign up, we're going to auto renew. And that's exactly what happened to Dave when he ordered some beard oil.
Listen, this was the surprise. I get hit up every single year for my Major League Baseball subscription. I forget about it every single year. $129 comes through.
Insane.
And that's fine. I want to watch the games. I'm fine with that auto renewal. The beard oil thing was crazy. I've had a beard for years and years, and I wanted it to be a little thicker, a little fuller, a little more well-groomed. So I bought some stuff. I thought it was a one-time purchase. A month has passed. I haven't gone through a tenth of the products that they've sent me, and I get a bill for $83.65. I'm like, what in the world just happened? And I look, and they sent me beard oil, beard balm, scruff cream, growth oil, shampoo, and vitamin spray. I could bathe in these things for a month, and I wouldn't use all of that. And sure enough, it was delivery every 1 month. They had automatically signed me up for the subscription.
Well, you probably did it, and you didn't remember. And that's why
I didn't uncheck the box.
You didn't uncheck the box. That's why we got to keep track of what we're signing up for. And one hack that I use on my smartphone is I regularly check my Apple subscriptions. And you just do that in the settings. You just go to your settings and you can check your Apple subscriptions. I do that regularly just to make sure.
Nothing popped up.
But I really like this plan that State Senator Todd Weiler pitched and got passed during the last legislative session, where it puts it not on us, which we always already should keep track of, but it puts it on the companies to remind us. And you talked to him this morning.
Yeah, it's something that he did with Representative Cheryl Acton. They passed HB 174. It takes place quickly. Here's Senator Weiler. I spoke to him earlier on what this law does.
The law requires, basically blatant notice, you know, via an email or whatever, that there's an automatic renewal. And if the company providing the service doesn't provide that, then the contract can be voided.
This is something that just hit me up about 3 weeks ago, where my automatic renewal for the Major League Baseball season popped up. I'm like, oh, yeah. I forgot to cancel that. Oh, well, I might as well keep it. I wonder how common my story is. Like, I wasn't going to buy it, but, you know, since it's already gone through.
Yeah, I think a lot of us have been victim, whether it's baseball or whatever. You know, we see this. I did this last year. There was a VPN, and it was a 7-day free trial, and, you know, I forgot to cancel it. And then, you know, 12 months later, I'm still on this contract.
I do wonder how much of this is kind of the gym membership kind of thing. Like, hey, once we get you signed up, it's going to be miserable to try to cancel, or, you know, we'll just keep charging you. I don't care if we ruin the relationship because we're just going to be pulling in so much money.
Yeah, I think the gym membership is the classic example, because we all get excited for about 3 weeks that we're going to get in shape, and then, you know, some people find out, you know, 3 years later, they're still paying a monthly subscription to a gym that they haven't been to in, you know, 35 months. But what this bill does is it requires a clear and conspicuous disclosure in, like, large type, bold font. So if you get an email with a bunch of, you know, terms and conditions, this is going to kind of scream at you what the automatic renewal provisions are.
I just got hit up with this. I'm trying to grow my beard a little thicker and fuller. So I did this. I signed up. I thought it was a one-time purchase. And then, unbeknownst to me, they automatically converted it into like a monthly subscription. Then I got hit up with, it was like $80 worth of beard oils. I thought, what in the world just happened? And it seems like this is something that companies are doing now, where it's just like, almost in the fine print, just like you were saying, they're slipping in this monthly subscription.
Yeah, and the other thing about this, even if you did intend to sign up for a year, this would require them to give you at least 30 days notice that the auto renewal is coming up. And, you know, sometimes I've signed up for stuff, but then I can't for the life of me figure out how to cancel. And so now I usually... You know, usually when you're signing up, they tell you pretty clearly how to cancel. So I'll usually cut and paste that and put it in my calendar for the, you know, with a reminder to cancel. But that's the other thing people do, is they, or companies do, is they kind of hide the ball on how exactly, what steps you need to take to actually cancel it.
So when does this go into effect?
It goes into effect next month. I think it's May 4th.
What if they don't comply?
Well, if they don't comply, first of all, our Utah Division of Consumer Protection, which is a state agency, they can enforce it. But what the law says is that the renewal will be canceled. If they don't comply with the terms, then the renewal portion of the contract will be void.
You mentioned some national companies. This isn't just for local Utah companies. National companies are going to have to comply with this.
Yes. Yes, they will. And, you know, there might be a learning curve there. I think, and we got heavily lobbied against it, so I think that a lot of companies that know they make a lot of money off of this were paying attention. And but you know, a company can't say, well, we're based in New York, so this law doesn't apply to us. If they're doing business in Utah, if they're automatically renewing contracts for Utah customers, this will apply to them. For the Utah customers, this wouldn't apply out of state.
All right, what's your horror story?
Well, I kind of shared them. I mean, just your typical, you know, sometimes it's a paid subscription TV channel or a computer service like a VPN or something like that. But I think we've all gotten caught in this trap. You click on something, you're like, oh, yeah, I'll cancel this. And I think I've gotten better. There was this app on my phone that would modify your pictures, and I signed up for it a couple weeks ago on a Friday, and I canceled on a Sunday within the 3-day period, so I was really proud of myself.
That's the key. You just got to remember. You got to remember to cancel it, but this law forces them within 30 days to announce to you, remind you that, hey, this is going to be automatically renewed, and if you don't, this is how you cancel it.
We are closely tracking the situation with Panguitch Lake Dam down near Bryce Canyon area. The town has been, Panguitch has been put on standby, and just in case that dam gives way, because there is a pretty significant crack in the dam. Straight ahead, National Weather Service joining the show live because they've put that town on flood watch. Also, the Utah Division of Emergency Management joining us live. Wade Matthews, a spokesperson, is in Panguitch. He was at a meeting about the situation. We're in the 9 o'clock hour. He is calling the show as well with the very latest. Next.